Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Aww. Oh, come on, y'all. I mean, I got up and took a shower and everything. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's much better. Before I get started, I need to tell you why I'm so excited. I want to introduce my sister, Reverend Toy King. We look a lot alike. She is a pastor at Brentwood United Methodist Church. Toy and I served together in East Nashville. Toy was the assistant director at Community Care Fellowship and my associate pastor at Nancy Webb Kelly United Methodist Church. These are my children. Dynasty, Numani, and Zacchaeus. When I first went there, they were little. So I am so excited. They surprised me. I did not know they were going to be with us today. So please speak kindly of me when you talk to them. You don't have to. They know all my stuff. So anyway, I'm excited. Thank you all for surprising me today for being here. Thank you all for all being here on this cold, cold Sunday. And thank you for being here in our one worship today. It is glorious to be with God today, is it not?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious, loving, eternal God, as we stand at the close of this year and begin to look with hope and expectancy, sometimes with a little fear toward the next year, we thank you that you have been with us throughout 17. And Lord, we cling to you for 18. Lord, forgive us for those times in which we have wandered away from you. And keep us close to you in the days ahead. Come right now, Holy Spirit, into this place. Breathe into us your very spirit. Help us right now in this moment to receive your grace and your mercy, to focus on your holy word, to feel your spirit, to respond to your call on our lives, and to leave here knowing that we have been with you. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. For we, your sons and daughters, are listening. And let the church say, amen. Our scripture today comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. On the screen will be the New Revised Standard Version, but I invite you to use whatever version that you have, including the one on your phone, tablet, or whatever. And somebody. There we go. My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and abundant welfare they will give you. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Honor the Lord with your sustenance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves the one he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. For the word of God in scripture, for the word of God in us, for the word of God with us, thanks be to God. Amen.
This year, I mean it. I mean it, mean it.
I could not possibly mean it anymore.
I got this.
Candy bars? Gone. Funyuns? Gone. Ice cream? Candy bars and Funyuns are gone.
This year, I'm going to connect with people. IRL. In real life.
Made a list. That means I mean it.
I'm gonna take care of myself. Right after I figure out who that is. Other than a mom, which I love.
I beat myself up. I'm never good enough. That has to change. Why do I do that? I'm such an idiot. See?
This year I'm gonna work on being the cool dad, you know? Maybe go to the skate park, hang out with my kids. No biggie. This works, right?
I gotta learn to forgive myself. You know, give myself a break. Not be perfect.
I've got it. I'm gonna step outside of my comfort zone by volunteering at the hospital. Maybe the pet shelter. Cause cats, they're so much easier.
This year, I'm gonna forgive my mom. Now that I am a mom, I totally get it.
This year I'm gonna start reading literature. You know, books and such. Cause I hear it's good for me.
This year, I'm shaving my back hair. I am tired of those kids at the neighborhood pool calling me Sasquatch.
It's just that I am comfortable staying in my comfort zone.
Who am I kidding? God, I wear myself out, trying to outdo everyone. I can one-up everything, and it's exhausting.
I have a lot of baggage, and it is not all from the mall. Well, some of it is.
I'm trying, God, I am. But there's a reason why I'd rather stay at home.
I'm weak, God. I know it. You know it.
And you know what, God? This year, I'm giving you all the places that hurt.
I'm gonna give you all of my failed attempts that I think are gonna make me a better man.
You are a strong fortress, God. You. And I'm gonna let you be strong in my weakness.
All right, God. I'm gonna start with the best relationship. You and me. And then we'll move outward from there.
Because this year, I mean it.
I mean it.
I mean it.
I mean it.
Sound familiar? See yourself anywhere in there? You got baggage? You're in church. And I know a bunch of you. Will this year be different? Will 18 be different than 17? Before we get to that, starting next week, we begin our January sermon series. You know the show, This Is Us? I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of hooked. Yeah, as we follow this wonderful family, as they begin to search through who they are as a family, what does it mean to be a part of a family? Next week, we begin that here at Rehoboth. We begin to say, what does it mean to be us? Who are we as individuals? Who are we as a family of faith? Who are we as a family? So we'll start next week with our special service, 9 o'clock fellowship time, 9:30 Sunday school, 10:31 worship. And then the next week on the 14th, we will resume. Next week, we also have communion, and we will be looking at baptismal renewal vows, all that next week. So please join us for that. But will 2018 be any different than 2017? You know, this is the night in which we make those resolutions, right? And by the 15th, the 20th, some of those resolutions are gone or you've forgotten them, right? Or some of us just don't, we've gotten to where we don't make resolutions, right? Because it's a lot easier just not to make them. That way you don't feel a sense of failure, right? let's just be honest, right? But there's some questions I want us to look at. If we want 2018 to be different, there's some questions I think we need to wrestle with in order for 18 to be different than 17. The other day, I was driving out of my brother's driveway. He lives off Center Point Road. And Dean, there's a cow pasture across the way. And I noticed this cow. And it was sticking its head out of the barbed wire to nibble on the grass. And it just kind of stunned me for a little bit. And I watched. It would carefully nibble its head, get its head through the wire, nibble on the grass, and pull its head back through. And I stood there probably 3 or 4 minutes and watched this cow. Now, all the other cows were back in the back of the pasture, except for this one cow. And obviously, this cow knew how to do this. And I thought, that's amazing. I'm not a cow farmer, or whatever you call those people. And I said, how did that cow know to do that? Had it watched another cow? And what danger it was to the cow? As I watched carefully, it could have cut its eye as it went through the barbed wire, or cut its head. Could have got its head stuck. But the cow took the risk. It took the risk in order to get to that grass. And it kept its eyes on the good grass. You know? And so the Lord said, Pat, how many times in 17 did you turn your eyes from me? How many times in 17 did I ask you to do something and you got swayed away from what I asked you to do by other things going on in your life? You didn't take the risk for me that I asked you to do. And our scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. So many times in the past year, I relied on my own insight when I should have relied on God's insight. For God's insight is so much greater, so much deeper, so much wider, and so much more perfect than my own insight. Yeah, there were times when God was asking me to step out into new territory, into new ways, because God already knew that that new way was going to lead to new growth for me, new growth for us as a family of faith, lead to new insights. And then the writer says, in all your ways acknowledge him, for he will make your path straight. How many times during this last year did you lean on your own insight and you wound up on a crooked road to nowhere? Yeah, go ahead, raise your hand. Thank you. But if you had relied on God's insight, kept your eyes on Jesus Christ, it would have been a lot easier, right? It would have been a challenge because the Lord has a funny way of asking us to do things that we think are impossible. But by the grace of God, nothing is impossible with God, as it says in Luke 1, right? Yeah, there are going to be dangers, but God's going to be with us. So maybe in 18, we need to focus on keeping our eyes on Christ. Maybe we need to stick our head out the fence every so often and go where God leads us. And 18 will be different. Maybe so. Now, if you want to know more about cows, Dean afterwards. Sorry, bud. The other thing, over the Christmas break, I got some time to spend with my family. And I have many great nephews and great nieces, but I have one who lives close, and that's Kirk. And if you were here last Sunday, you met Kirk, my 5-year-old great-nephew. Not that I'm proud or anything, but that's my great-nephew. Isn't he cute? And he got for Christmas a set of Nerf pistols. And we played all Christmas Day shooting at each other, you know? And we played and we played and we played, and we'd shoot around things and we'd shoot over things. And he would just giggle every time I shot him in the posterior, okay? And he would just giggle every time he shot at me. You know, and we just played and played and played. And then he got tired, and he did the thing that just thrilled my heart. He got his blanket, and he crawled up next to me, and we cuddled. And we just cuddled, and we talked. Only the way that a 5-year-old can talk with you. And we snuggled. And I'm sitting there, and I realized that's what God wants us to do. It's just curl up in God's big old lap with our blanket and talk. God doesn't need fancy words. God wants us to play. It's okay to play. God gave us the gift to play. We can even play with God. You know that? And then God wants us to curl up in God's big old lap with our blanket if we need to and just talk. And to trust in that conversation. To trust and just pour out our heart and just tell Christ about our day. Tell Christ about how we're feeling. Tell Christ like you would a loved one. Like a child tells a parent or grumpy old great aunt. And Scripture says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil, for it would be healing for your flesh and refreshment for your body. You see, Kirk cuddled up next to me and we talked about all kinds of things because Kirk knew that his great aunt Pat loves him no matter what. Kirk knows that I would move heaven and earth for him. That I would do anything in the world to protect him. That I would discipline him, that I would give him correction when he needs it. And that I will have fun with him. And that all I want in the world is for him to grow up to be a good man. And that I will wrap him in my arms anytime he wants to crawl up in my lap. And I believe that's what God wants to do, is to wrap us in God's arms and to hold us tight. And when we feel away from God, it's not that God has moved from us. It's that we've crawled out of God's lap. And we've walked away. So maybe we need to trust Christ this year and daily have those cuddle conversations if we want 2018 to be different. And will we accept correction this year? This is a tough one, is it not? We don't like to be disciplined. We don't like to be told we're wrong because we think we're right all the time. Shake your head. Yeah, you know it. You think you know everything, right? You think you know the best way. Don't be poking at your partner here. Mm-hmm. Don't be looking at each other saying, mm-hmm, she's talking about you. Mm-hmm. Point at grandmama, I see you over there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the writer of Proverbs says, my child, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves the one he loves. A parent corrects a child not to be mean, but out of love. A parent corrects a child because they want the best for that child. And God must correct us at times, right? For when we stray, when we are hard-headed and stiff-necked and willful, which for me is on a daily basis, do not say amen right there. Keep your mouth shut. I heard that back there, Connor. I heard it, Connor. It was Declan? Okay. But you know, during 18, God's going to need to correct us. Will we reach out and grab God's hand and say thank you? Will we be grateful for that correction? Will we accept it and get back on the right path? For if we don't, 18 will not be the year God has for us. If we're not willing to admit with humility that we've made mistakes and ask for God's forgiveness, 18 will not be the year for us. If we won't have the humility to ask forgiveness of each other, our lives will be so very sad and so very angry and so very less than what it could be. And if we as a family aren't willing to offer forgiveness and honesty and grace to each other, we will not grow. we will not be the witness to God's grace to this community that God is calling us to. Let us be humble enough, grateful enough, and gracious enough to accept correction from God and from each other in the coming year. If we will do these things, then 2018 will be different. It will be marvelous. And God will be able to use us as individuals and as a community of faith to transform our lives, to bring people to the love of Christ, and we will become a beacon of hope for all the world to see. And you know what I say about that? Thanks be to God. Amen.